Hey, good morning, everyone. I thought I'd do this just a little bit earlier today. Sometimes people don't realize that their conversations are being heard by everyone. And so as we have just a little less than a minute to go, let me start by saying this is Ed DeRitter calling in this morning from Little Egg Harbor, New Jersey, the home of Ann DeRitter, now known as Ann DeRitter Soames, after my dad died, mom remarried. And she celebrated a great birthday yesterday and last night, so I came in to visit, spend some time with mom. And I'm sitting on her back porch looking at an area that was very much devastated by the Sandy storms a couple of years ago. Mom's home escaped the damage. Miraculous. And I'm looking, she's at an intersection of four waterways, and it's pretty spectacular. Many times Gary is here as well and doing a call from here. So it's pretty cool. So good morning to the Friday morning General's call. Let me just double check. Brian, you want to say a quick hi for a sound check?
Yep. Hey, this is Brian.
All right. And Charlie?
Good morning.
And Mo?
I'm here.
All right. So there's no secrets this morning on who's speaking. And let me just first begin by introducing Brian Cameron, who is the Pharmanex marketing manager. And Brian, the purpose of our call this morning really is emphasizing one of the very unique aspects of TR90. But would you just take a moment to tell folks a little bit about your background, maybe time with New Skin and so on, and then what you were hoping to achieve with this call by having Mo and Charlie do the real heavy work today.
Yeah, absolutely. So my background with New Skin is actually very deep. My best friend growing up has been Blake Tillotson of the Tillotson family and, you know, Sandy's nephew, and so I've spent a lot of time around the New Skin product line as well as the Pharmanex product line. Every morning I would wake up and I would see those guys. They'd be taking the LifePak Nanos, and I would always wonder, what are those and why are they taking them? And just kind of over the years, I've learned a lot about the products and about how good of quality it truly is. And now here, you know, 20 years later, I have the privilege of actually working for New Skin. I have only been there for 3 months. I just finished my master's degree, and so now starting with Pharmanex as the marketing manager there, I've kind of been dubbed as the Anjanelle of Pharmanex. I am nowhere near as talented as Anjanelle. She is one of the most intelligent, bright women I've ever had the pleasure of spending time with. But, you know, I'm trying to just accomplish what she does for New Skin as I can do for Pharmanex.
I was going to say, sorry, I laughed. I mean, it was just, I could certainly see that the effect of your position with the company would just think that the Anjanelle of Pharmanex just struck me as being pretty funny.
Yeah, and it is, you know, I love having her as a mentor. I love getting to work with her hand in hand every day. But to address your second question about kind of the purpose of this call, the TR90 program is very unique as far as a weight management and body shaping program. It's very involved as well. And, you know, we've spent some significant time looking at the program guide, adding certain, you know, addendums to it. And as we've pushed forward with that, we've received a lot of feedback from distributors and users. And one of those is that I've personally talked to, among the many, is Charlie Patterson. And I was a college athlete. I played basketball in college. And to kind of hear Charlie's take on it, I thought was a very unique take that I think can benefit a lot of people, because not all people's body types are the same. And so to hear a different perspective that isn't necessarily just a general, a generally accepted guideline for everybody is really fun to hear what you can do to get specific or different types of results. And I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Mo yet, but I've heard great, great things about her as well.
Terrific. Well, thank you, Brian, for really helping to initiate this call from the corporate side of things. Let me quickly move to introduce Charlie and Mo, and then I'm going to hand this call really over to the two of them. Charlie Patterson, a well-known figure, certainly anybody in the New Skin Business for any length of time and working with One Team Global knows Charlie. He's a Platinum Team Elite, former pro wakeboarder, and really helped to get that sport to prominence. And there's a theme as I was looking, writing up the intros this morning of growth here. He is really responsible, has been now for, probably more than a year. I think it started in the Hawaii Team Elite trip, to really, among other things in One Team Global, to oversee the success summits. And it's hard to overstate how much he and his team have done to put the success summits into a class of their own. And Charlie, we certainly thank you for that. And, of course, he's been a great success on one TR90, and he's going to talk about that this morning. And then let me quickly move to Mohegan, known as Mighty Mo officially by her friends. She personifies fitness. She helped what is now, I believe, the largest fitness club grouping. I mean, I think there's more than 300 clubs in Canada. She's an executive with them, high up. And I know, among other things, at one point you were training the trainers. How many trainers have you trained, Mo, through the years?
Well, probably 10,000 or more, and I oversee 4,000 group fitness instructors presently at Good Life Fitness.
That's some number. She's also the force behind Can Fit Pro, which is really purported to be the world's largest gathering of fitness professionals with an emphasis on training and education. Anybody in the fitness industry knows Can Fit Pro. And it is her that we see demonstrating the exercises in both the R90 and the TR90 guides. And somehow with all of that, she has found time to be an emerald in New Skin. So I want to welcome Charlie and Mo to the call. And Mo, I know you and Charlie have worked real hard. I'm really just going to turn it over to you and let you guys cover what you want to cover today.
Fabulous. Thank you. Thank you very much, Brian and Ed. And yes, I'm going to take the lead this morning. So good morning, everyone, and welcome to the General's Call today. As Ed mentioned, my background is in fitness, something that some people are not aware of but lends such credibility to what we're going to speak about this morning is that I am also a licensed physiotherapist, an award-winning fitness professional in the area of program design and evaluation. And therefore, my area and my passion is to create programs, to evaluate and support programs, and to educate consumers and fitness professionals alike on programs that are results-oriented, safe and effective, and grounded in science. And so that being said, I am not only passionate, excited, but also highly confident to put my name and my reputation behind this program, TR90 and New Skin overall. And I'm sure Charlie feels the same way. So with that said, I'm going to start off by just framing what our call is going to focus on and then play a little bit of tag team with Charlie, because we both come from very different backgrounds. We have very similar approaches to the TR90 program, being that it's not a diet. It's a healthy and holistic weight management and body reshaping program. And while our approaches and philosophies are the same, our strategies towards reaching our results and helping others do complement each other by being somewhat different. And so you're going to hear two slightly different approaches with the same end result in mind. First thing we're going to talk about is actually the philosophy. As I said, this is not a diet, and that is why myself and fitness and health professionals, like many that I've introduced this program and business to, can put their name behind it, because it is really a healthy complement to what they do in their daily work with clients and patients, helping people get a hand and control on managing their life by managing their health. And we do that in basically three ways. We introduce, obviously, education, and we need to help people with that. And so TR90 educates people on how to take a 3-2-1 approach to eating, which is a simple, and it is very simple program because it's duplicatable. You follow what's in the program. What I love about the philosophy behind it is it's not a diet. It's not a quick fix. It's a 90-day body, mind, and lifestyle transformation. And, of course, the other philosophy about it is that it's not about just managing the weight on the scale. It's about changing the health metrics that change your body composition, how you look naked in front of the mirror, how you look in your clothes, how you perform, and more importantly, how you feel and how you approach the world. And so I love the philosophy. It complements the exercise plan and healthy choices that we as health and fitness educators promote. Charlie, what is your, you want to add something to that as far as philosophy behind the program?
Yeah, good morning, everyone, and thank you, Mo. And it's been really exciting for me as you and I have been collaborating and just connecting on our philosophies and our approaches to TR90 and just seeing how aligned we really are. And, you know, for me, it's a really emotional experience, building up to the launch of TR90 and traveling around as many of the leaders did for the, our road to TR90 launch back in, the fall of 2013, I found myself talking about, the transformation that I knew I would personally go through on this product from the front of the room in my presentations. And the emotional come from that for me was really the fact that when I looked in the mirror at the age of, 39, I didn't like what I saw. I mean, specifically when I was naked or I had my shirt off. I would literally, over the summer leading up to TR90 at, parties or different social gatherings, I would not take my shirt off. That was really for the first time in my life that I was embarrassed of the way that I looked. Now, no one would think that I was out of shape by with my clothes on. But actually, the most common comments that I got was, Charlie, are you okay? You're getting smaller, which again, as a man and an athlete, yet I didn't like hearing that. Like, Charlie, you're getting smaller. Are you okay? Are you eating? And so all of that, I was seeing so much muscle atrophy, Mo. I was putting on more fat. My muscle was becoming fat. My weight had stayed the same. My body composition, I started to look like a rectangle. There was no really difference in the width of my waist and my shoulders. I was really sad about the way that I looked. And when I talk about TR90, I would literally speak about that I was going to transform my body into, a super, hero figure, and shape and composition. And so it was emotional. I was committed. And I remember reaching out to Scott and Matt and Joe and Mark and Anjanelle and just saying, guys, before the product came out, I'm saying, I know you have a lot of people that are being, test candidates for this product that are overweight. By 2030, they put this limit. You had to be overweight by at least 30 pounds. And I was like, I really have a different approach to this. I think that we're missing the mark here with a demographic of people like myself that are athletes that are fit, but we've lost the edge. And I would love to be the example of that for the company. And, of course, they're like, yeah, Charlie, you're a freak of nature, whatever. And so they dismiss me, but I really do still believe that those of us like you too, Mo, that we're just, we're driven. We haven't let ourselves slide in the sense that we've started, we do less. No, I'm still working out the same way I did. I'm still working out like I did and eating when I was my 30s or 20s, but I'm not getting the same results. Right. And so that's emotional come from for me in really the approach and attack of TR90.
That's wonderful. And here's the thing that I love about the fact that we're working together on this and helping distributors use and promote TR90 is that I'm a female in my early 50s, and I didn't have a need to lose weight, but I was the first to jump on TR90 because, like yourself, emotionally I was feeling that I was starting to feel my age and certainly looking softer and losing muscle. And while others would say, oh, you don't have weight to lose, that's correct, I didn't. But I was really excited about maintaining the lean muscle and my shape and definition to look strong, to be strong, to not look or be my age chronologically. And also, I'm a ambassador in the fitness industry. I want to prove to people that if you do a few of the right things consistently and you're disciplined, you can actually reverse the signs of aging and also manage your weight, not the numbers on the scale. And for myself, I was just amazed by my results. And even though I wasn't out to lose weight, I actually lost 4 pounds since starting the program back in October. I've maintained that, but I've also lost inches. Most importantly, I've gained 2% lean muscle. And for people like women, especially, to gain that and to lose body fat is incredible. And it didn't have to dramatically do anything and risk my health in the process of, you know, changing my body shape. And I've maintained that. And the best part for me, like yourself, is that I feel more confident. And people are telling me that I look leaner and fitter. And best part is people tell me I look younger than I did 10 years ago, which, wow, you know, who wouldn't want that kind of a result and testimonial? So with that being said, I'd love to dive in and talk a little bit about how we approach the eating plan, because, you know, it people who, and I hear it all the time, they want to make a change, but they either don't know how or they don't have the motivation. And in fact, and I know this because I work in the front line of the fitness industry every single day for the past 30 years, 60% of the population actually are interested in improving their health, you know, whether that's losing weight, getting in shape, but they don't know how to do it. They don't have either the motivation or knowledge. What I love about this program is the eating plan, and for me, that's my weak link because I don't cook and I don't have an interest in learning how. You follow the program and you see the results, and that's SEE, meaning simple 3-2-1 eating approach. And the next part is it's easy to follow because it's right in the guide, and you can just use the program design for eating when, what, how, and how much. And the key being timing, and I want you to talk about that, Charlie, because you've really disciplined yourself to take the plan and incorporate it into your busy, busy life and transform yourself into what we would say you have now is a superhero physique. But it's simple, easy. Does it take effort? Yes, it does. But anyone who wants to create a change, they can with some effort, especially if they see the changes as they go, you know, with support can make that difference and that change. So I know for me, I journal everything. I have to write down what I eat in a day. I pack my lunch ahead of time. My breakfast is my shake. My lunch is my shake. My dinner is my social time with my husband with a healthy meal. And then I use my snacks very strategically. So can you talk to that? Because that is really the 3-2-1 eating plan. And tell us about how you do that with your day.
Absolutely. And this actually really came from my my trainers back and when I was a wakeboarder. The trainer that I had, he sat me down and had me write out one day, you know, what I ate in the day so that he could help me really nutritionally build my eating plan. And I wrote out what I ate, and he said, you know, no, not one meal. I want you to write out what you eat all day. And I said, that is what I eat all day. And he helped me understand that was where my problem began, because I wasn't happy with my results that I was seeing at that time. This is 20 years ago. And what he did is said, okay, ideally, you want to eat every 2 hours, because eating actually creates your metabolism. And the challenge that I was having at that point in my life was that I wasn't eating often enough, and so I was starving my body. My body was actually eating my muscle and storing what I ate as fat because it was going into preservation mode. And this Mo is what I've seen most common in the conversations that I have around the country, traveling the world, is that people don't eat often enough. And so their body is storing fat. And my real understanding is that if people, you know, are eating less than, you know, every 3 hours a day, as they progress in life, they're going to get fatter and fatter and fatter because they're starving their body. So I love the 3-2-1 program because it's three snacks a day, okay, and two shakes, our two TR90 shakes, and at least one lean meal. And I say at least because I eat, if you're eating every 2 hours, it can be seven times a day. But that's a good thing. Like, my wife woke up this morning, she's like, I am starving. My wife woke up in the middle of the night starving, and she went and got something to eat. That's showing that your metabolism is moving, okay? And that's really important. So eating creates metabolism. What I was taught to do at that time when I wasn't eating often enough or eating enough was that my trainer had me set my alarm on my phone to go off every 3 hours, okay? Now, this was the starting component. This is the building. And he actually had me put in there, eat. The title of the alarm that went off, eat, every 3 hours. And if you have a smartphone, you can set this, a reoccurring alarm that goes off every single day at a certain time. So I was taught the moment that I woke up to eat immediately to start my metabolism, because my metabolism was low from sleeping. And while I was sleeping, my body was using all the protein in my blood. And so if I didn't get protein into my body immediately when I woke up, it was going to turn to my muscles for that protein. So we have a shake right when we wake up, green shake, bam. The moment you wake up, that kicks up your metabolism, gets protein in your bloodstream, starts feeding the body, and then your alarm's set to 3 hours, eat. Now, I'm saying 3 hours right now if you're not eating currently every 3 hours, because you need a reminder, right? But then you also have to get in that repetition and turn your metabolism up. So what will happen is if you honor it and you actually do eat every 3 hours and you follow that 3-2-1 program, three snacks a day, two shakes, and at least one lean meal, then within a week to 2 weeks of eating like that, my experience is you will not be able to wait 3 hours to eat. Okay, now that is a good thing. I eat every hour and a half, every hour and 45 minutes. If I go 2 hours, I'm getting tired. I feel like I need coffee. I don't need coffee. I need food. And so it's a huge mind shift, Mo, for most people. And this really factors in also into the cost of the program. Because if people are eating only 2-3 maybe even 4 times a day, TR90 is going to be more expensive for them because they're not eating often enough, right? Now, if you want to optimize and get the best results out of your life, period, you want to eat every 2-3 hours maximum, right? But if you're already eating every 2-3 hours, then TR90 will really be less expensive for you than what you're currently doing, as it has been for my wife and I. And so it's a really good understanding to have, and if you put this into practice, it'll help you build your business because people are factoring in what's the cost of the program. So if you're eating every 2 hours, TR90 will really help you bring the cost of that plan down, your eating plan. But if you're not eating every 2-3 hours, it's going to cost more. My main point with that is that you're going to pay somewhere. You're either going to pay with your health, you're going to pay every time you look in the mirror, and you feel bad about the way you look and the way you feel, or you're going to pay for TR90 and eating every 2 hours, ideally, and you're going to pay for feeling better and maximizing the results of your body. Mo?
So well said, Charlie. And the things that I love to show people when I introduce them to TR90 is I ask them to look at what they eat in a day and write it down. And when you make them write it down, they really do reflect some realities. And if you ask them to add up how much they spend for feeling more energetic by using caffeine and unhealthy snacks and fast foods, they actually spend a lot more money than they realize. And when you compare it to the cost of TR90, if you replace the two meals with TR90 shakes, you can actually help people save 50% or more every single day, which when they see that, they go, wow. And then they're more apt to go, I'm actually going to save money, change my health, and in the end, save money on managing their health. So very well said. I love your points about scheduling it. It's just like anything that's a priority in your life, you're going to schedule it. You set the alarm, have an accountability partner. I like to lay out the plan right in my scheduler. While I don't use an alarm, I actually schedule in, in my calendar, and I lay out all my meals in a prepared way ahead of the day. And, you know, for me, that's the best part, because where I fell short in the past is unhealthy, quick, fast snacking, which tended to be in the healthy choices. So let's boogie along, because I have to pop off shortly, but I don't want to miss out my favorite part, which is the exercise plan. And this is something that I can summarize, you know, quite succinctly by saying those who exercise on this plan see and achieve results faster, better, and permanently. And those results are obviously physical transformation, a mindset and confidence when they're stronger and more lean and look better in front of the mirror. The part about this is you really only need to invest a minimum of 30 minutes of exercise per day, 5 days a week. And once you get that excitement around the exercise part of your new lifestyle, you'll want to do more, which is what you do, Charlie, because you make the time, you love it, so do I. But the exercise plan for people to follow, especially if they're new or they fear exercise, it's straightforward. It's in the TR90 guide. As Ed mentioned, I created the program based on two books I wrote for the consumer market and my expertise in programming. And while you don't need a gym membership, you just simply need your body and some dumbbells. And to do the exercises, count the reps, do the time, and the results are incredible. And we encourage people just to get moving, develop some preparation and planning around that so that they actually will fit it into their day. And like I said, they'll be motivated as they see the results, because they will be more transparent if you exercise while on TR90. And the big eye-opener for myself, being a female who tends to be an aerobic junkie like most women, they think losing weight is about doing aerobic activity. It was the resistance training exercises and ramping those up that made the difference for me. And that's what I've been educating people on, is the importance of doing strength training and using equipment beyond their weight to enhance those changes. Charlie, let's hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was taught, again, by my trainers years ago that the difference between aerobic and resistance training is massive. And so if, for those of you that may not know this already, if you take, you know, 30 minutes of aerobic exercise or 30 minutes of resistance training, and you're moving and with resistance training, meaning you're lifting weights or body weights, using your own body weight even, that you're working on building muscle, okay? Now, it doesn't mean you have to get all jacked and big muscle-y. It means that you're building that lean muscle tissue, okay? Now, if you're moving at a pace that between your reps, you're like within 30 seconds, you're actually going to burn more calories doing resistance training than you do aerobic training, okay? So if you look at that time span, whether it's 30 minutes or an hour for you, that you're going to burn more calories if you're moving at a good pace with resistance training, okay? So burning more effective, and you're building muscle. And we know through TR90 research and the studies is that body engine of burning calories really is determined by the amount of lean muscle mass you have. So you have more mass of muscle, you're going to burn more calories. Muscle burns about, let's just say, five more calories per hour than fat will, okay? And so that's really important. So you build more lean muscle, you're going to burn more calories just by existing, okay? But let's talk on another component that really supports you, is that when you do resistance training, you're going to burn calories for 36 to 48 hours after you're done working out. When you do aerobic training, you're literally only going to burn calories while you're doing the aerobic training. Okay, so if you do the resistance and you're building muscle, you're tearing them down, it takes calories, it takes more energy to actually rebuild those muscles, okay, and build the mass. And so when you look at the exercise program, you're going to get better results by doing resistance training. Now, I'm not saying not to do cardio. I'm not saying not to do aerobic exercise. What I'm saying is the two doing, you know, they're not apples to apples, okay? Additionally, you want to build the muscle. And aerobic training will only burn fat. It will not build muscle, okay? With the exception that if you're doing sprints with aerobic training, then that actually has a similar effect to resistance training, okay? So I believe, Mo, you've jumped off by this time, and so it's just me and Ed.
Oh, and I'm still here. I'll just say well said, and you have all the not only intelligence but proof in your results that what you just said actually does work. So at that point, I will jump off, and I'll let you close off, and thanks very much for having me, Ed, this morning, and you guys make it a great day.
Thank you, Mo.
Thanks, Mo.
And so, and we'd like everyone to know that actually we are working on a tool, okay, OTG is working on a tool for you to be able to have and use for TR90. A tool meaning that Mo and I are shooting a video next Wednesday that will give direction and instruction on eating and exercise and approach on how to do TR90 to maximize your results. And we expect that video to be up and live on One Team Global by October. And so look for that so that it's easy for you and your customers that they can maximize these results with TR90. And we're just going off of what we've experienced of, you know, combined over 50 years of experience of training and working out and how to eat to maximize our body's potential, okay? So we're not saying you have to be a professional athlete or a trainer. We're going to tailor this, as we do, to anyone who wants to create results. Okay, so look for that tool on OTG, and we've also got some new tools up there on Scanner to Close, Demo to Close, the one-to-one presenting with OnWin, as well as TR90 to Close. And so, Ed, thank you so much, you and Brian, for suggesting we do this call, something that Mo and I are really passionate about, and we love to see people's results. So everybody, do TR90 and be a product of the product. Ed, thanks for hosting us.
All right, Charlie, thank you, and Mo has left the call, but thank you so much for the input. And folks, let me say that it was great information, because what applies to the athletes who know their bodies better than most applies to regular folks as well. And the idea is that when we get into the resistance training, weight-bearing training, as opposed to just the aerobic side, we will be better off for that. And that'll be part of what is explained in the video that'll be coming up in October. So great information, because the TR90 is absolutely the best product in the market today, but it's different from the others. So it takes a little bit of explanation and stick-to-itiveness and to really understand how it will help you in the long run. It is not a diet, folks. It is a lifestyle change that you can live with for the rest of your life. So thank you for the information, Mo and Charlie. And I just want to remind folks that tomorrow, Saturday, we have the Millionaire Training Circle call. That is, it starts an hour later, so that's 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific, and adjust for your time zone. It's a call that Dan McCormick and his team have been putting together now for, I believe it's in excess of 12 years. It's tips and strategies for success, specifically in the new skin business. You want to get on that. It's about a 30-minute call, typically, and just great information. Same phone number, same passcode to get in that you did today, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 Pacific. So thank you for the information. And we are in the weight management lifestyle business, among many things that we do, obviously, with Nu Skin. You want to take full advantage of how good TR90 is, get results for yourself, and then be able to share with others. So this is Ed Ritter signing off from Little Egg Harbor, New Jersey. Have an absolutely fantastic day and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.